Joe Cotron is from the International Solidarity Movement, and he joins us from the Gaza Strip to give us his thoughts on this. Joe Cotron, it appears that U.S., in a sense, is singled out. France has set preconditions, and you have other countries who have come out in support of this Palestinian non-member status at the U.N. So we are seeing that the U.S. Support of Palestinians is actually just in their corner, in a sense.
I'm sorry, could you repeat the question?
We're seeing the U.S. being singled out, in a sense, based on their vehement not support of the Palestinian statehood bid as a non-member state. France has set some preconditions. I'm sorry, the U.K. has set preconditions with France and Spain, countries in support. Of course, Germany also did come out and not support this.
Oh, yes, that's certainly the case. We're seeing the list of countries that are unconditionally in support of Israel and its actions dwindling rapidly. I believe even Australia, which historically has been one of the most reliable states in Israel's camp, is now planning to vote in favor of the UN bid. And this UN bid is something I've actually heard very little about locally. You may remember at this time last year, it was a topic of intense discussion here in the West Bank, in 48 Palestine, and in the diaspora. This time, very few seem to be paying it much attention. But if nothing else, it's been very useful as a barometer for showing us how little support Israel is able to muster today in international venues like the United Nations.
And if you can tell us, how do you think the U.S. is going to react regarding obviously some of their allies who are not in support of their stance? Do you think it's going to create some friction between these countries?
Oh, I doubt it. I think that most figures in Washington, D.C. are quite aware that their positions vis-a-vis occupied Palestine are out of step with those of the rest of the world. I think they know the reason why. I think they are out of step largely because they're politicians concerned with their re-election, and this is something that they're consciously aware of. I cannot imagine the United States picking a fight with France, for example, over the latter's support for non-member statehood status at the United Nations. The interesting question is, I think, how the United States will treat the PA as a result of this action. We've already seen Israel state that it's not going to take any serious punitive measures against the PA. And while it's possible that we'll hear some noises out of Washington, D.C. of displeasure, I think in the end, their reaction towards the PA will largely prove to be the same. After the recent ceasefire here, the PA is, of course, eager to maintain its relevance in any possible way. And this is something that ultimately both Israel and the U.S. are in favor of and that works in their interests. So they're certainly not going to take any actions against it that might jeopardize that.
Okay, thank you. Joe Cotron from the International Solidarity Movement there from the Gaza Strip. Thank you.